BBC Three Counties Radio.
Godfrey Bloom is a research economist. Good morning to you, Godfrey.
Good morning, Gordon.
Do you think the Queen's done anything wrong investing offshore?
No, she hasn't done anything wrong, and there is no suggestion that she has done anything wrong. A lot of people don't seem, a lot of the newspapers this morning don't understand how the tax system works properly on this kind of thing. As you know, I used to do this for a living in the city. What actually happens is, if you invest offshore, in an offshore fund, there's no immediate tax or very little tax advantage to that until you trigger a gain or income. Now, if you trigger a gain or income, you're then liable for the tax wherever you are domesticated. So wherever you live, you're taxed. So American will be taxed in America, a Brit will be taxed in Brit, an Aussie will be taxed in Australia, etc., etc. So there is no fundamental tax advantage until you trigger a gain. And of course, Her Majesty has made an agreement with the Treasury to pay notional capital gains and income tax on everything that she makes via the Duchy of Lancaster. So she hasn't done anything wrong. In fact, it's in everybody's interest that she runs a balanced portfolio. You can't invest all your money in the United Kingdom when you're dealing with a big portfolio. You have to have a global portfolio, and that's all she's done.
So people who are suggesting that as our head of state, as our monarch, she has a, even if not a legal duty, a moral duty to only invest her money in the United Kingdom, you think those people are wrong?
Yes, I do. I think, and moreover, I think it's absurd that anybody would suggest it. You won't have any listeners, I think. I'd be very surprised if you have any listeners who have a pension fund which is wholly invested in the United Kingdom. It just doesn't make sense. It's dangerous to have all your eggs in one basket when you're running an investment portfolio. It doesn't question how much. Oh, the Queen's extremely wealthy. Her Majesty's extremely wealthy. We all know that. But you'll have people listening who aren't particularly wealthy but still have an investment portfolio via their pension fund. And they will have offshore trusts.
But the way you're phrasing this, the way you're making it sound, Godfrey, there is no story. And yet there must be a story, because it's all over the front pages of every single newspaper today.
And in my experience, Jonathan, that just because the newspapers and the tabloids spread something all over the papers doesn't mean to say it's a story. I think it's one of these regular knee jerks, and it's all terribly clever, and all there's been a leak, and we've discovered something. And of course, when you actually drill down, you find that nothing illegal has taken place. It's perfectly legal, perfectly legitimate to spread your portfolio globally. Now, what is interesting, if I may make an observation here, the way to avoid tax, capital gains tax, some income tax, and more importantly, inheritance tax, is to wrap your investment into a trust fund. A trust fund. And what they should be investigating now is not who has offshore investments, but who seeks the protection of a trust fund. And the funny thing is, of course, this morning they had the retired chairman of the Parliamentary Budgetary Committee, whose family has a trust fund for which she has deemed extremely advantageous. So what we need here to do is to look at the humbugs who actually come on radio and TV and say it's all disgraceful, and then ask them if they have a family trust. And the answer to that is almost certainly yes to all of them.
OK, Godfrey, stay there. Let me bring Graham Smith in, who's the Chief Executive Officer of the anti-monarchy group Republic. Good morning to you, Graham.
Yeah, good morning.
So we've just heard from Godfrey Bloom. The Queen's not done anything wrong. There's no issue whatsoever. It's perfectly sensible for her to invest offshore. She's very wealthy. And, of course, she's not going to put all of her eggs in one basket. It's a sensible thing. It's good for the country that our head of state has a balanced portfolio, as he put it. Really, this is no story. There's no issue. It shouldn't be all over the front pages of the papers. Do you agree?
Clearly, that's nonsense, because otherwise it wouldn't be the piece on Panorama. The whole notion of tax havens has been a controversy for years. It's not a new issue, and they are called tax havens for a reason, because they are ways in which people can avoid UK tax. Now, no one is suggesting that the Queen simply invests everything in the UK. I've not heard that suggestion. That's a red herring. What they're saying is that she should not be investing in tax havens, and she shouldn't be investing in companies which are, have questionable working practices. I'm a bit surprised. I've seen on the BBC website as well, and you said it as well, that there's no suggestion the Queen is avoiding tax. This is a tax haven. She's putting millions of pounds into a tax haven for a reason. And, you know, she is responsible for the way her funds are managed, and she could have made sure that the people that manage the funds on her behalf are instructed that, you know, don't use tax havens, you invest ethically. You know, she is our head of state, rightly or wrongly, and she ought to be setting the very highest standards for others to follow. But what she's instead doing is leading us to say not, oh, it's wrong to avoid tax and to invest in tax havens, but, oh, it, has she done anything wrong? It's changed the discussion, because now people are so terrified of sort of believing that the Queen could have done something awful that we're now sort of posing the question rather than saying,
well,
this is clearly unethical.
Let me put that to Godfrey. I mean, Godfrey, the difference is this is not just an overseas investment. This is, as Graham Smith is describing it, a tax haven. She's investing her money in a tax haven. And surely the whole point of doing that is to reduce the amount of tax you pay.
It's to actually spread your portfolio. That's the point of it. Because if you don't have it in one of those nations, you would end up not paying British tax. You'd end up paying United States tax. So what we have to do is we have to understand exactly where the tax is triggered. And it is triggered if she brings it onshore in that portfolio, or if she triggers a gain, in which case she would pay tax. And it's as simple as that. Now, what if you're arguing, if you are arguing that what we have to have here is a completely different system of tax, we have to induce different tax laws. What you can't start saying is that there's some kind of moral dynamic regarding tax, because a lot of people will argue that the moral dynamic of tax, taking money from one citizen to give to another citizen, there's a moral question over that in its own right.
Well,
and that's
not
as a libertarian, I would argue.
Now we're